The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out all of our cruise news coverage at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, it's all about travel insurance. We're going to be taking your calls, your emails, your Facebook and Twitter questions.
Dan Skilkin, CEO of TripInsurance.com, will be joining us, and Nancy Shredder from the Family Travel Network.
You know, they say, Doug, a family that gets travel insurance together stays together.
That's why you're divorced?
Precisely. Of course, you know, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. By the way, we're also going to talk to travel writer Chris Owen. But first, Stuart, you're on the Cruise Guy is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man. So, Stuart, this still lives on. Carnival's Faster to the Fun program. A lot of people getting worked up about it. What do you think about this?
You know, when you really have time to think about it, it's really not going to encroach on anyone's benefits. There aren't going to be enough people taking advantage of the program, one. And two, when with regard to the lifeboats, I mean, how many ports do you actually tender in? And if so, passengers that have sailed on Carnival for 75 days or more are not, looking to be the first ones off the ship. They've been there, they've done that, and they're not looking forward to having to rush down there. So it isn't going to be a question, and it's certainly not going to create more lines at check-in. And you know what? If people are willing to buy, these additional services that are being offered, then so be it. That's fantastic. The good news is that the people that have earned it, the Platinum and Diamond members, are not going to have to pay for it. So it's really a moot point.
Celebrity Reflection, the fifth and final Solstice-class ship, hit the water, and she officially floats.
Yes, it's amazing that a ship, 126,000 tons, does float. And when we looked at the pictures, it was ironic. Now, the main difference was there's actually another deck. There's 16 decks. Versus 15 decks on the four previous Solstice class ships. So when the Celebrity Reflection was pulled out of the dock, she was without her top. She did not have her trademark X marks the spot smokestack grill.
Topless, that is hot.
So they're actually going to have to install that after, because the ship was too high to have it installed in the building. And the ship would have never cleared, so it's interesting. But
how long before she's in service, and what kind of itineraries are we looking at?
Well, she's going to be doing Europe, and then she comes to the United States in December. And what is very interesting is that she'll be doing her float up the River Ems from Papenburg, Germany, up to Eemshaven in the Netherlands between September 16th and 18th. It all depends on the weather. And then delivery to Celebrity will be probably mid-October, and then she begins her European itineraries from there.
It was reported last week by a newspaper in Maine that Holland America's ship trash was washed up on the beach. Any truth to that?
There is absolutely no truth to any information that can link the Holland America ship to the trash that was found. It claimed they found a cabin tag, which sounds like a baggage tag, but the ships, as you know, they don't have cans. They're using bottles, so there's absolutely no truth to the fact, or no proof, that the ship had anything to do with the trash that washed ashore.
All right. The new terminal is now open at Port Canaveral for Carnival. They say it can handle dual embarkation, disembarkation, if need be. Is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal for Carnival as far as being able to handle two ships at once. It just means that they can handle two ships at once. The Terminal 18 in Port Everglades, which currently is being used by Royal Caribbean's Oasis and Allure of the Seas, can do the same thing. So it's not a big deal. It's a great terminal. Carnival is essentially going to use it most of the time, not only for the three ships that it has based in Canaveral, but also for the ships that sail from up north out of the New York area down and use Port Canaveral. This also includes a garage, so it's a beautiful facility, and it will certainly be used for many years to come.
Nice. This is a listener question from Frank Jeffers in Salt Lake City. He writes, I was reading on Cruise Critic that if you are a cruise line stockholder,
you get some additional benefits while sailing. How accurate is that?
Well, there is certainly some truth to it. There are some benefits of being a stockholder. You're certainly not going to be guaranteed dining time, show tickets, and certain VIP accoutrements. But what you may wind up with is, again, depending on the line, in fact, there's only a couple of cruise lines, Carnival or Royal Caribbean, that you could really do that with for the most part. And you may get some kind of a shipboard credit. You may get a little bit of a very small discount, but it's not a big deal. But there's also the pride of knowing that you are a minority owner of the cruise line.
Very well, then.
Have yourself a fantastic day.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
Want to win $5,000 towards the trip of your choice?
Yeah!
Now through August 27th, log on to TripInsurance.com and click Conquer the World Sweepstakes to register to win $5,000.
Registration is simple and easy.
Double your chances of winning by inviting your friends on Facebook and Twitter. You'll get an extra entry for every friend entered. 50 second place winners will walk away with the ultimate travel bag. Sit on the beach, hit the slopes, or see the glaciers of Alaska with TripInsurance.com's Conquer the World Sweepstakes. Get in to win at tripinsurance.com or cruiseradio.net.
We always love to have President and CEO of tripinsurance.com, Dan Skilkin, with us. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, Dan.
Thank you, Matt.
Let's get right to our first caller. This question is for Dan, and it is from April in Sacramento, California. Go ahead with your question, April.
If an airfare rate or a cruise fare is non-refundable and something happens, does travel insurance still cover it? Even though it's not refundable?
April, the whole point of travel insurance is to cover potential financial loss of a vacation investment or a problem during your vacation. You should always insure the non-refundable portions of your trip, including airfare, cruise, or tour packages, or any land activities. Anything that's non-refundable or has a penalty if you cancel, then the insurance policy will pay you back according to the terms and limits of the policy.
Here's one for me, Dan, a personal question. What about like the non-refundable websites like Priceline or Hotwire?
You can and should insure anything that you book yourself on travel websites, especially if it's non-refundable. Just keep a copy of the receipts and a copy of the cancellation penalty clause so that you've got some documentation in case you need to make a claim.
All right, this one from Tiffany in Albany, Georgia, sent in via email. I have a wonderful HMO policy. Why would I want to spend the extra money to get travel insurance as well?
Tiffany, very few health insurance plans will cover medical expenses outside the country. Some will cover emergency room charges, but not longer-term hospital care or surgery. This is why you need the medical coverage of a travel insurance policy when you're traveling abroad. The biggest risk is that no health insurance plan is going to cover emergency medical evacuation expenses to get you home or to the nearest medical facility that can treat a problem if you get hurt overseas. A medical evacuation can cost upwards of $75,000. So most travel insurance plans include medical evac coverage. So it's a smart investment, even if someone's young and in good health.
Let's go now to travel writer Chris Owen. Chris, you recently had to use your travel insurance policy. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to do. Insurance, like for travel, like the car insurance, auto insurance, any other kind of insurance, you hope you never need. But I did. I smashed my thumb in the door of a cabin. The ship swayed to one side. I swayed the wrong way. And there went my finger right in the middle of it, and my thumb in the middle of it, and about took it off.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
Oh, you're telling me. I thought I cut my thumb off. I wrapped a bandage and applied pressure like you would do, and it was very apparent very quickly I needed to go get medical attention. So I went to the ship's infirmary, got right in. They took real good care of me and wanted their money that before I left the ship. You absolutely were going to pay for it. And I did. And the travel insurance reimbursed rather quickly. You had to have some documentation, and they knew all about it at the infirmary, and as I understand they do on all the infirmaries, about what you need to have to file the claim. And it was very easy. I would have been out $1,200, plus I had some other follow-up appointments after I got back home that were covered by my regular health care insurance.
Just so I can get this clear, you got hurt on the ship. You went to the infirmary, the hospital on the ship. Mm-hmm. They stitched you up, gave you a bill. You pay for it out of pocket, and then you file a claim, and you get reimbursed. Is that how it goes?
That's correct. They put it right on your shipboard account. Just like you'd gone to the infirmary and said, here, charge me a thumb repair. And they put it right on there, and they're getting their money before you leave the ship. I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't happened to have the credit on my credit card. I'm not sure what they do, make you row or I don't know. But a good reputable insurance company will pay you back in 4 to 6 weeks. That's pretty standard time
for your follow up visits when you're back in the States. Was that covered under that because it happened on the ship, or is that kind of something where your own health care takes care of it?
Excellent question. Travel insurance is always secondary insurance.
How's your thumb doing today?
Better, but this was in March, and it's, what, August, so it's taking its time.
Thanks for sharing that personal story, man.
That's not TV.
All right, back to you, Dan Skilkin. Does travel insurance cover loss or theft for luggage?
Yes, most plans include coverage for your luggage or your baggage. They're generally secondary coverage to the common carrier. In other words, the coverage provided by your airline or cruise, the insurance company will pay you after the common carrier pays the required claim amount if they lose your baggage. But most policies limit coverage for expensive jewelry or cameras or electronic equipment. So if you've got those with you, you might check your homeowner's policy before you go on vacation to make sure you've got the additional coverage for those items.
All right. Our next caller is Samantha in Atlanta, Georgia. Go ahead, Samantha.
If I'm traveling on a cruise with a family of four, curious to know if I need to take out a travel policy on each of the four family members, or is there a group option on that?
You can take out one policy for all your family members. Each covered person is named separately in the policy. So on tripinsurance.com, we only ask for a mailing address for the primary person who buys the policy, but people living in different households can still file a claim against that policy. Now, if you got family members or friends that are traveling with you that live in some other state, you should take out a separate policy for each of them because the policy provisions can be slightly different from state to state. We take care of those details for you on tripinsurance.com. You just have to remember to list them on a different policy.
All right. Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network joins us once again. Always glad to have you with us, Nancy. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. It's so great to be hanging out with you guys.
Very good. Well, we've got some travel insurance-related questions for you. The first being, why is it particularly important for families to have travel insurance for a cruise or any vacation, really?
Well, those of us who have kids know, really stuff happens. Kids get sick. It's really easy for them to have accidents. And you don't want to have to worry about one more thing, which is the financial implications of all of that happening. Trip insurance is especially important for family cruises because kids can come down with chickenpox or blazing high fever right the night before the cruise. And at that point, you can't get your money back if you don't go unless you have travel insurance. It's also really important to have travel insurance while you're on your cruise. If your child gets sick while you're on the ship, travel insurance covers those expensive on-ship doctor's visits. And the same thing is true for if your child has to go to the hospital in an international port of call, which can be scary at best, but with travel insurance, you just don't have to worry about it. And then, of course, there are all the problems with what happens if your luggage gets lost getting to your cruise. And then you've got to have to buy all these tons of kids' clothes and baby items and all this stuff because you don't have them. And travel insurance covers that, too. Frankly, personally, I wouldn't leave home without it.
Very well. Listener Matt Sermon from Facebook wrote in, "We're in the process of booking our honeymoon trip to New Zealand, and we are definitely getting travel insurance. Booking the trip, we will have separate last names. When we travel together, however, we will have the same last names. Does that matter?" Dan, why don't you take this one?
Congratulations, Matt, on your up-and-coming wedding. Your fiance has to book the trip under her maiden name, and her passport is under her maiden name, and she won't be changing her name until she gets back from the trip. So you buy the policy under her maiden name in that case, and if you need to make a claim and she does change her name in the process, it won't be an issue at all.
Our next caller is Robert in Scottsdale, Arizona. Go ahead with your question, Robert.
Hey, Dan, is it true that insurance policies are more expensive from the cruise line?
Not necessarily. The cruise lines sell wholesale policies. These are special policies that are customized for each carrier. They're generally not age sensitive, so they're priced the same no matter what the age of the passenger is. So if you're getting up there in your years, the policy might be cheaper than a retail plan you buy on tripinsurance.com. If you're insuring young people, though, you might be paying a lot more for that cruise line policy. But here's the problem. Because these policies are customized for each carrier, you really need to read the certificate of coverage very carefully, because there may be special exclusions that were written in the policy to bring the coverage cost down. For instance, if the carrier goes bankrupt, you're never covered. Or the cancellation, you may not get cash back. You only get a travel credit. Most of the time, for just a few dollars more, you can buy a significantly better coverage on tripinsurance.com. And if you're young, we can probably beat their price for comparable or better coverage.
Is there a way to request, like, a detailed policy from the cruise line if you're buying them?
Absolutely. They have got to give you a certificate of coverage up front.
Gotcha.
And so typically, if you buy the plan from them, you can still get a copy of the certificate of coverage, read it, and then decide later that you want to cancel the insurance. Generally, within 10 days, that's not going to be an issue either.
I got to say, a couple listeners actually booked through tripinsurance.com on a couple of sailings on Royal Caribbean's Monarch or the Seas, and the policies at tripinsurance.com were actually $4 cheaper than the cruise line's policy, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And they have a broader choice of policies available to them as well.
All right, Dan, how much does the value of the trip matter when it comes to the cost of the policy versus the age of the traveler?
There are three factors that affect the cost of a retail travel insurance plan: age, cost of the trip, and the length of the trip. The two factors that affect it the most, as you might guess, are the age and the trip cost. Trip cost has the biggest impact on the cost of the plan, but it's influenced by the age. The older you are, the higher the cost of the coverage for a more expensive trip. So those two factors influence the cost of the insurance. What's interesting is that for young people, travel insurance is cheaper than they might think, because at a young age, even an expensive trip is pretty cheap to insure. So they're generally not in a position to cover high medical expense overseas, or be able to risk the loss of their trip investment if their boss cancels a vacation or their kids get sick. So I always recommend travel insurance for younger people because of that.
All right, let's get back to Nancy.
So since you're the guru of family travel, what kind of family travel nightmares have you seen where travel insurance has actually helped?
A lot, and a lot over years, but I can even tell you some that have just happened really recently.
Sure.
Earlier this month, I was up in Seattle heading up to Juneau for an Alaska cruise, and met this really lovely set of grandparents. Their entire family was on this big Alaska family reunion cruise, and they'd been planning it for over a year and a half. Unfortunately, Grandma fell right before she got onto the ship in Seattle, and she broke her leg. You know, the whole rest of the family sort of was heading off on the cruise, and Grandma had this broken leg. So her travel insurance took care of her trip to the hospital. But even more importantly, it took care of getting her and her husband up to Juneau to rejoin her family on the cruise. And, you know, I was talking to her about it while we were standing there at the airport ticket counter, and she said, oh, we had saved so long for this trip, and our whole family reunion would have been ruined if it hadn't been for the trip insurance because, you know, she couldn't, the cost of getting up there and everything else would have been so much, and she was just so grateful to have it. Another time earlier this year, one of our Family Travel Network readers went on a cruise and her daughter fell and got cut while she was in the port of call. Not really a big deal, you would think, but unfortunately the cut got really badly infected. And so she had to take her to the cruise ship doctor several times during the cruise, which got to be really expensive. And, you know, I was talking to her and she said trip insurance covered the whole thing. She didn't have to worry about it. She was thrilled. Another reader's son had an automobile accident 2 days before their cruise. He ended up in the hospital, and, you know, they just couldn't go because he was still in the hospital. She said trip insurance saved the day for them. It reimbursed them for their cruise. They didn't have to worry about it. And honestly, I could go on and on. Yeah. You know, you think this isn't going to happen to you. You hope this isn't going to happen to you. But sometimes it really does, and that's where trip insurance comes in.
Nancy, you actually knew some people aboard Carnival Breeze that had travel insurance and used it, right?
Oh, yeah. One mom I know was traveling with her whole family, and they'd really carefully planned their European cruise for over a year. She was really smart. She scheduled her flights to arrive the day before the cruise so she wouldn't risk missing the ship. Best laid plans of mice and men. She checked in for her flight from the United States. They checked all their luggage, and this was a group of five. But unfortunately, when they got on the plane ended up having to cancel because of a mechanical problem. So her flight was canceled. They had to move to different connecting flights. And in the process of getting over there from the United States to Barcelona, all of their luggage got lost. So they arrived in Barcelona in time for the 12-day cruise, but with no luggage at all. So they contacted their travel insurance provider and were authorized to buy replacement clothing in Barcelona for the whole cruise so they could continue comfortably and not have to wear the same clothes for 12 days over and over and over. She said the whole experience was so stressful that without trip insurance, she probably would have had a complete meltdown. And she said, you know, this was well worth the money. At the time, she sort of agonized, do I want to spend the extra money on trip insurance? And after this experience, she said, I'm just so glad that I did. You know, after hearing all of these stories, I got to say I'm a huge trip insurance fan.
All right, Nancy. We always love talking to you. Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Also, big thanks to travel writer Chris Owen and CEO of TripInsurance.com, Dan Skilkin. We really appreciate your time. That's going to do it. Don't forget, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. And hey, we've got an app. Take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
We've added a couple of new videos. Check out our video collection at cruiseradio.net. And while you're there, sign up for the Cruise News Updates.
Of course, you know, if you have the app, you can see the videos right there as well a lot more easily.
Or that.
From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales at cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.